Blog Talk Radio.
Hollis, your host. Thank you so much for tuning in. I hope that you can hear me clearly. The song did not come on right away, so I just hope that you are, if you hear me. If you don't hear me, I need one of you to text me and let me know that you don't hear me. But anyway, I hope that all is well with each one of you, and thank you for tuning in to our talk show tonight. Our topic is tips and medicine for the soul. I want to read a couple of scriptures before I get into the topic. Every good and perfect gift is from above, coming down from the Father of the heavenly lights. That's coming from James, the first chapter, the 17 verses. And one other that I wanted to also read. How great is the love of the Father has lavished on us that he should be called, we should be called the children of God. That's coming from 1 John, the third chapter, the first verse. Tonight I want to ask a couple of questions to you before I go into the topic. Do you have, I know all of us is of age now, that we can get AARP, and I hope that 100% of you have AARP, because it's a very good it's very good to have, because it gives you so many benefits. And I get a book every month. Every month. I got to see how often I read so many different magazines from time to time. It is every 2 months. It's because this one I received today is April and May. And there's lots of good stuff that's in that book. And I want to go over some of it, and then I'm going to add some other stuff that, you know, I want to. So I'm going to, I'm not going to stay on eating right, no particular thing. I'm just going to pick up some things that I read today from the book. But AARP, let me go to the website. AARP has so many different benefits, and I constantly use it. One thing I benefited from for the last few years, I haven't gone this year to any of the movies, but they have where when there's a movie that's getting ready to come out and they are trying to promote it for them, what they do is you have to go to a Regal Cinema. And that's the one that is nearest here is someplace in, is it Tucker? I think it's about Tucker or one of those places, but it's pretty further up. If not Tucker, it's Lilburn. Not quite far as Lilburn. But I'm trying to see where it is because I haven't gone at all this year, and I'm trying to remember exactly where it is. But anyway, but it's fun to get together with others and go there. Miss Mandy and I did a few. We went together, and there's a few other people that I've gone with before because you can take a guest with you. Once you key in, and they'll send you an email and tell you, and you have to really, once they send you the email, you have to apply, register right away because everybody's on it. They start registering, and a matter of, by the end of the day, you won't have any data, don't have any more tickets available. So as soon as you see it on your email, you got to really respond to it quickly. But it's the latest movies. It's not every single one, but many of them, they have where, and you go in, it's a free pass, and also you get discount on popcorn, and it's free. So it's been fun seeing these movies before anybody else does sometimes, so that's a good benefit too, and I love going to movies. That's one of the things I benefited from the last 2 years, but like I said, in 2017, I have not gone to any of them. Because for some reason I don't know if it has something to do with me changing a computer and a lot of things I haven't been getting like I used to get. So I called them up and they told me how to go about renewing that, being able to get those emails from that. One of the other things too, if you ever want to rent a car, you can always get discounts on rental. Insurance, travel, auto, and also restaurants. There's lots of restaurants, Denny restaurants you get discounts from, Outback Steakhouse, Walgreens, AT&T, and the Regal Cinema is what I was preferring to. But if there's, and then sell your phone. I'm thinking about trying to see what I can do is changing because I'm tired of giving all my money to AT&T. So I'm going to check into and see if I'm going to like their phones or whatever. But consumer cellular, they have that as well. So I am trying to cut some of my utilities that I have every month. And that's one of the things I'm trying to see if I can get a cheaper phone line because what I'm paying now, AT&T, the internet and all that, is just too much money. But this is wonderful to have because you get lots of discounts, lots of places to eat and so forth and discounts and so forth because I use it all the time. Now, what I read today was about, I don't know if you do, but do you love avocado? Well, avocado is a I don't know if they consider it as a fruit. Yes. And it has no taste. It really has no taste at all. But you can put a little bit of seasoning on it to make it taste. Avocado is a good source of antioxidants. And it says in this article, 50 and older, eating avocado throughout your years promotes cardiovascular health and reduce cholesterol. Now, a lot of us deal with cholesterol, so this is one food that we can eat to help us with that. I love avocado, and I'm going to tell you in a minute how I eat it. But I wanted to just let you know that is one way to reduce your cholesterol as well as it helps you with the heart. And it's considered as a light green superfood. Now, what I do when I eat it, the best thing to do when you go to the supermarket, if you want to eat it that same day, don't get the real dark green one. I mean, the light green one because it's hard. It's not a good time to eat it. You can bring it home and just let it sit on a counter wherever you want to put it. And in a day or two, it will be ready to be eaten. Now, if you want to eat it right away, you get the dark one. And don't get it too, when you press on it, don't get it where it's too soft. Little soft, but not too soft. And it's dark, it's a dark color. That's the good time, that's one that you can eat right away and be comfortable with it. The dark green is too hard, it's just not a good time to eat it. But in about 24 hours, you'll be ready to eat it. And I buy this, it's by Weber, garlic and herbs. And it has all different types of seasoning within it. I cut it up open, and I take it out of the shell, and that big, hard seed, you take it out. And what I do, I eat it on my sandwich, and I eat it on a salad. But when I'm eating any type of cold cuts, I season it. I put a little bit of season on it, herbs and spices, and pour a little bit of lemon juice over it. And also, it's good if you don't want to eat the whole avocado, put it in a container, pour a little bit of lemon juice on it, and put it in the refrigerator. That helps it from going, getting ripe and getting dark so quickly. And I eat it with my sandwich or a salad. Now, and it's like I say, it gives it some taste. And what I do is I substitute it for mayo. I don't eat, I would say, I might use mayo if I'm going to a restaurant and eat and order a hamburger. Sometimes I forget to tell them not to hold the mayo. But majority of the time, I do not use mayo anymore. And I use that in the place of on my sandwich. Sometimes I mix it up. I mix it up like at eggs and use it on like a paste and put it in my sandwich instead of mayo, because mayo is not good for me. It's for cholesterol. It's not good because it does cause you to have too much cholesterol in your body. The other thing is mayo. I have an inflammatory problem, and mayo is not on that list to be eaten. So I try to avoid mayo altogether. So giving you some do's and don'ts about avocado. Well, it is it's also high in vitamin K, which maintains strong bones. In older adults, it also helps with blood pressure and promote weight loss. Now, you know, as we get older, we need to have strong bones, because sometimes when we fall, we can fracture hip or whatever. So that is a good source of food to help with strong bones and blood pressure as well, reducing lowering the blood pressure and promoting weight loss. Now, what I do whenever I eat avocado, I always, certain foods, I wash it off, because there's so many people, when they're looking for avocado, they're going to be putting their hands on different ones, and I'm one of those ones too, because I'm feeling for that particular one that I want to eat it today. So many different hands and germs get to it. I wash it with the soap that I use, the dishwasher, and I wash it off with that. So it's very good that you wash your fruits off, because there's so many hands that gets on that. Now, there's a don't about avocado. It says don't worry about buying organic, because it has a hard outside, so it protects any pesticide from going in. Now, there's a do's. Don't scout for sale. Now, I do scout for sale, but buy extra when they are cheap. So pretty much I am a coupon person. So it's important that I do not buy it unless it's under 99 cents. Unless I really want it and don't want to go to another store, then I get it for 99 cents. If it's higher than that, it's too high to buy it. Go to Aldi, or sometimes Kroger have it. Very seldom Publix have it on sale, let me be honest with you. But buy it for less than 99 cents, then you got a bargain. And I normally just buy a couple at a time because it just ripes too quickly, and I hate to waste it because it's such a good source of food for you. So make sure that you do that. And there's a don't. These are do's and don'ts. The don'ts is don't buy the overripe avocado. And that's something that I mentioned. And how to pick it is squeeze it. And if it's very soft, then it's not a good one to use. Get it sort of soft, but not that soft. Just a little bit where you can press on it. So that's the best way to handle an avocado. But, and also, there's an avocado dip. If you even if you love chips and dip, get you one. Get some what you call that thing that is tomato dice. Can't think of it right now. That you can put inside of it. Ooh, I can't think of the name of that. The dice tomato, and you can mix it in that. And you can put whatever you want to do to mix it up. And you can use it as a dip, or you can spread it on a sandwich. So, it's, you know, you can make it taste better. It has no taste, so you can make it taste better. But always use a little bit of lemon. A lemon also, and they said lime too, but I use lemon. So it helps. So that's one of the things that I saw in the book first about avocado, because it is good for us. And it helps with those bones, those brittle bones that we may have. The next thing is I wanted to talk about is it also some good information about when it's so important. So do not eat after 7. It is better for your digestion and your metabolism. If you start feeling hungry and must indulge, have a healthy snack such as nuts or fruit. Just a few minutes ago, I felt like eating a little bit more. You know, I ate earlier, ate a salad, a salad, where I cut up some rotisserie chicken over it. Now, I felt like a little bit more to eat late, just before I got on the air. So I ate some almonds. I love sweets. I love pies. I love ice cream, all those things. But I don't indulge in those things, even though I love it. So I got some almond and ate some of it. But sometimes I do have to get a little of something sweet to get rid of that sweet taste out of my mouth. But just knowing that it's important that you need to eat before 7. And almonds is one of those fruits, walnuts and those things that you can pop in your mouth when you get hungry later on. Also, when you are choosing a burger, you go to a restaurant. Yeah, sometimes you get, I like that. I like the beef. But sometimes try a turkey burger. Turkey burger is very healthy. It's a little more healthier because it's not good to always eat beef. But nothing but a burger. Nothing good. And I love try different kinds of burger. And my birthday is next week, and every year I get a free burger from Ruby Tuesday. Always, they have my information about my birthday, and they give me a free burger with French fries. So I have my choice of burger, and let me tell you, I want the beef. I want the real thing. Later on, another time, I go to the restaurant. I'll try the turkey burger, which is good as well. And it also comes, the turkey burger comes with the avocado. So that's a good one to try if you ever go to Ruby Tuesday. So these are some of the things that's all in this ARP catalog that they send every 2 months. Great things, good things. And it's so important. There's so many good food for us to try to eat instead of eating all the junk. And it's okay if you have the urge to do these things, to eat some of the stuff. It's okay sometimes, but not all the time. And it's so important that we try to eat healthier, and also it's good for not just for the body, it's good for the mind. Here is something that I see all the time, but I didn't realize until I read this article that is such a really good source of antioxidant as well. It is pomegranate. Now, I have eaten it with the seed. It feels funny chewing up this little seed, but it's so juicy and tastes so good. But there is a bottle. I'm sure you've gone into the supermarket and seen this bottle that's shaped like someone's shape. It has, you know, you say back then people used to say you shaped like a Coca-Cola bottle. Well, this bottle is a little bit different from not a Coca-Cola bottle shape, but it, if you look at it, it shapes like someone's body because it has a round top and a round bottom. And it has the word on the letters, P like in Peter, P-O-M. And it's really, it's pomegranate juice. And this is good for you too. But guess what I found that I did not know? I know it was good for you, but I didn't know what it does this. It increases verbal memory performance and increased function brain activity. And we know at this age we are forgetting a lot. I am. But I'm asking God not to let me lose any more of the memory. And we have to do different things to help our memory, to keep it, sharp. But I didn't know that pomegranate juice did help with memory. So that's something for all of us to go and get and drink on a daily basis. But it is expensive juice. It is expensive. But you don't have to drink a whole bottle of it every day. Just drink a little bit every day, and that'll help. It requires more if you can, but it is expensive. But there are sometimes coupons you'll find in the Sunday paper. But another thing that I want to mention about memory, there are some more tips about keeping your memory sharp. There's a coloring book, and most of you probably are, many of you might know about it already. But if you don't, when you have that time where you're relaxing and doing nothing, there's a coloring book out there, and you can get it from the dollar store. And also you get the colored pencil that you can color. That helps your mind, too. Keeps it sharp. So coloring book for adults. So just know it's not a regular coloring book like you see for children. It has different types of shapes of flowers and different things, and you color. It's not just a big space that you color. It's little lines and little spaces. So you'll see if you go in the dollar store, they'll know exactly what it is if you ask them for it because it becomes very popular. That helps with your mind also. One other thing is, let me see, there's something else that you can do. Puzzles. Puzzles are good. It's for keeping the mind sharp also. And what I like to do words, finding words in a puzzle. There's, these books that you can get from the dollar store where you can find the words in this page. But it's I love that. That's fun for me. So that is using your mind. Always trying to use your mind because don't let it just settle and just sit there and don't do anything, engage in anything. So those are some of the things. But when I saw that the pomegranate, I'm going to get some. I normally go to Sam's, and I see at Sam's all the time. They have the big bottles. It costs a lot, but it's the big bottle, so it'll last a while. So I'm going to start getting the pomegranate juice. And also what it says, too, now you know that red wine is good for you. Red wine serves as many things. It helps with cancer. It helps with a cardiovascular, and also it helps, it helps with inflammatory problem, too. But that's what I drink red wine from time to time. I don't drink it every day, but I drink it because it does. That's one of the things, and pineapple, and dark chocolate. Dark chocolate is very healthy for you. I'm not talking about the milk chocolate. I'm talking about dark chocolate. That is very healthy for you as well. So what I do, I buy a whole big bar. It's like a rectangle shape, and I get it, and whenever I feel like a piece of something sweet, I'll get a couple of pieces of the little squares that's in that, and I just eat on it. So that is a good source of food also, dark chocolate. And I think you might notice already that green tea is very good. It gives you a lot of antioxidant too. So green tea is very healthy. Also, it's a cancer-fighting source. So that is a good thing to do, to drink green tea. I enjoy tea, period. Okay. But that pomegranate juice is better than the wine. Cranberry juice is good. Our green tea, all of those are antioxidant, but it seems like the pomegranate juice is a better source of antioxidant. You can also eat the fruit itself, but I think I'll just stick. I don't like to chew up those little seeds that's in the pomegranate fruit. Okay. The next thing is, let me go to it. Okay. One other thing that I want to bring your attention. I know all of us have grandkids, and we're constantly taking pictures on our cell phone. Oh, this is, my time is running out here. So I'm going to skip that part about the pictures. I'll say that, I'll talk about that next time. But I want to read two scriptures that is medicine for the soul, and it's important that you have a prayer life. That is good for the soul. Prayer and ask God for everything that you need. Always thanks to Him. That's coming from Philippians 4:6. If you go to Philippians 4:6, read that whole fourth chapter of Philippians. Pray without ceasing. Read the whole thing. That's a healthy source of medicine for you. The other thing is have time and sit quietly and present, ask God for His presence in your life. Be quiet. Enjoy the presence of God, because that's good medicine for the soul as well, having that quiet time every day. And just talking to God, and just you can feel His presence. So that is good for the mind. So just knowing that those things that I talked about as far as food, there's other things I'll bring to that I've found. There's lots of important stuff as far as eating, but I thought that the mind, we have to, our memory has become a problem. So find food that is good for your mind and different activities. So I will bring some more to the talk show next week. And always have God within your life. Prayer time, quiet time with God. Have that time that you just sit and ask Him to come within your spirit and just meditate. Meditate on His word. So that is good for the soul, because sometimes when I got too many things going on and I can't even think right, I get a tension headache. When I calm down, sit down quietly, and I repeat the 23rd Psalm, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want, to calm my spirit and just bring God in my presence, and you get that peace again that you need. And that is all I have tonight. I have one announcement. There are several things that are getting ready. The month of May, we're going to have Fish and Grits on the third Saturday that we normally have our meeting. It's the third Saturday. We're going to have Fish and Grits. But what we want you to do, there are men out there that are hurting, not just ladies. There are men are hurting. If you know someone that you know, invite them over to our meeting. Invite a widower and let them come over and join, be a part of our meeting, and just let them know that we're cooking fish and grits. So some that sometimes helps as far as, you know, food to their stomach. And what else we're going to have during the day? We're going to have that, you know, reaching out to widowers. And if you have a widower, a new widower that you are, a widow that you know, invite that person as well. So we're going to have a great get-together after Mother's Day, the second week of of May. So it's going to be the third Saturday. So invite a friend, another widow, a widower, and come and enjoy fish and grits, because we have something that we're having in the month of June that I want to give some information to you. But I am also going to be talking about that next week. I'm going to be talking most of the show about this event. It's called Panel Discussion, and it's important. I need all of your help to participate in this particular panel discussion, and I'll give you more detail in detail of this event next week and also at the meeting in May. One other thing, I text all of you, please go on Amazon.com and do a review. It is so important. I am going to a conference in Charleston, South Carolina in 2 weeks. It's important that I have those reviews done before I go to that conference, because it's going to show, I'm going to have these people looking at our book and how people are being encouraged by this book. I need your review. It takes only a few minutes to do it. You can do a sentence or several, sentences if you want to. But you can, I know a lady just did, I think, this is a stranger that gave someone I don't even know, gave a review, short and sweet. So just knowing that, please take the time to do this, because this is so important to marketing our book. Reviews are very important. And give it a 5-star, because these stories are encouraging. And it's giving encouragement and healing and comfort to widows as they read our story. And that is all. I'm 4 minutes over, but I'm glad that you're still on the line. Thank you so much for tuning in. Be blessed. Have a great week. And tune in again next week. And guess what? It's my birthday. Next Tuesday is my birthday, May 2nd. I'll be on the air. And I hope that what I'm going to do, I'm going to click on where I can pull you on to the air. And I want you to wish me happy birthday. So just tell them all. Wish her a happy birthday. We can all do it, and I can click you each on, and you can wish me happy birthday next Tuesday, May 2nd. Be blessed. Talk to you soon. Good night.
Your hand holding me, and how could I live without you? I can't see, Lord, what would I do in life? Where would I